Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us here at WFHR. Welcome to the show. Hope you're having a great start to your Tuesday out there. Happy Election Day. Happy Democracy Day. Mm-hmm. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
Best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Good things coming up for you in this hour. We're going to get into some entertainment to kick things off. Talk about our coverage and our schedule here today, our election coverage and our schedule for the day. Also got some other stuff I want to get into, like these four small cleaning projects that can make a big difference in your home. Kind of shift gears a little bit, get your mind off of politics a little bit and stuff like that.
Let's talk about cleaning. That sounds fun.
It's what better way to get your mind off of... No, I don't know if that's...
No, it's a good thing. It's a good distraction, and it will make you feel better.
Yeah. And we got some entertainment news to kick things off. And we'll wrap up the segment here. I did get that interview to play, so we will get that interview in before we wrap
up. You'll hear the whole thing, because you got to hear a snippet in the top of the hour news.
Mm-hmm. Looking forward to being able to play that for you. And looking forward to, I think that if we're going to talk about, now this is not entertainment. Politics and entertainment should not be intertwined in a informative matter. In a commercial matter, certainly comedics, entertainment and politics are intertwined as far as in the history of politics. since the first person ran to run for something, another person came out and made fun of them. You know, that's always but
we expect that.
If there's one thing that I think we can all agree on, and I feel very confident with this one, we are done with the attack ads. We're done. We're
and
done.
And the mailers.
Oh, we're done with the mailers.
Our poor postal workers. I feel so bad for them.
Whew, we made it. All right. That generally actually feels good. I'm not putting on an act right now. Like, I am generally, like, that feels really good. Like, I just actually physically felt that done. Like, we've got to get better about this. We've got to fix this before the next presidential election.
Yeah, it's called getting rid of Citizens United.
It's got to stop. It's too much.
There's too much money in politics, period.
I heard from people that were even with candidates that they were thinking of voting for, they didn't want to see them anymore.
The thing, James. All of this stuff is not coming from the political candidates. It's coming from these giant PACs that are funded by giant corporations. And yet, we still get how many emails every day begging us for money?
For
more ads? This is madness.
Here's a part of the twisted circle that this is as well. So there was a movie when I was growing up called Brewster's Millions with Richard Pryor. And in the movie, Richard Pryor has to spend like $20 million within 24 hours. And if he does, you know, he'll get like $94 million or something like that or whatever. And it's essentially a lot of that. These people get so much money. And they got to do something with that money. So a lot of time, maybe they'll spend it in places where they should or places that are important. But then they've got to, get some more, spend some more on attack ads, spend some more on ads, advertising. You know, they got to do something with it. There's too much. There's too much money in politics, and there's no cap. There's no cap. People want to make these political parties so much their sports teams. Well, fine. Let's adopt something from sports that actually works in a salary cap. Like, if we're going to do that, if we're going to go that route, otherwise, you're so right. Whether it's that or it's other things, there has to be a better way of doing this. Part of how you get more people to vote and get more people engaged is by not beating them over the head with attack ads. No, that doesn't encourage anybody. All it does is divide us. Pepsi and Coca-Cola realize this. Like, they realize this. How are we not going to be able to? How are our political parties not? And how are our political parties and our politicians not having more accountability for each other and their fellow party members? That part is ridiculous to me. The idea that they are afraid of certain candidates, that ain't politics. That ain't life. That's not being human. And Amy Adams is very human. Amy Adams is extremely human.
Oh, I like her so much.
Big fan, big fan. Mm-hmm. I rambled many times about how she was very kind to me, and I will always be a fan of hers. but it's not just that. I'm joking when it comes to those things. I've been, you know, lots of actors treat lots of people well, but Amy Adams is just very at her best, just herself. And she's always been that way, especially in interviews and that. And Amy Adams is a stay-at-home mom who turns into a dog in her latest movie. Yeah, and while some celebrities are opting to go makeup-free these days, Amy embraced her chin hairs and went tweezer-free for this role.
Wow.
She says, quote, the hair on the face, that was mine. I saw it. It was a wonderful expression of the human experience without any artificial or filters or tweezers or anything.
And also, less time in the makeup chair.
Yeah, that's what she was saying. She said, I have that kind of hair that just grows overnight. One day it's not there, and the next day... I'm like a catfish.
Same, girl. Same. Where do those hairs come from? It's like magic.
Seems like
they can't grow that
question.
Way on my head.
Well, come on, science. Get on this. and that might turn some people away, but, you know, that's their problem. You know, if you're going to be turned away from Amy Adams over that, that's on you. Night B Word hits theaters December 6th.
That's what it's called?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I have not heard of this movie yet. So
it's getting a lot of critical acclaim already. Part of what they're enjoying about her process is certainly yes that she'd used her own facial hair and all that. And more of that in society. You know, having more of that. Spoiler alert: women are human too. I don't know. I think that's something that they're embracing more of, and they're doing it for good reasons and everything. But I there's also the artistic point of this where it just is more realistic. It's just it fits better artistically and creatively.
Well, and that's also something that we're slowly starting to come about, and that is just embracing ourselves as human beings. Like, you know, your body is just a package for you.
Well, you know, we have seen more and more of whether it is a magazine article or it is a movie or a TV show. People want to see more and more of real people, and they don't need the airbrushing. They don't need the perfection. They don't.
We talk a lot about representation, James.
Yeah,
we want to see it on screen.
Representation matters so dang much in every facet of life because it literally is what it says. It's representing all other people, not just the same people that have been represented over and over again.
And guess what? Humans are not perfect.
But what I'm hoping is getting to a place in society, in all entertainment forms, and in all life in general, of representation of everything in what Melissa's touching on there. And you know, the different shaped people that don't you know, don't look perfect, whatever the idea of that is. You know, more and more representation of that, not just of race, creed, and sex, but of everyday people, just in life, because that's what we all are, is everyday people.
And I love the description of this. Motherhood is a different beast.
Yeah, that's a good line. That's a good line. It's a good tagline. I miss good taglines.
For Amy Adams' new movie.
Yes, I miss good taglines in movies. We don't seem to have that much anymore. Mm-hmm. What we do have is a great audition going on tonight for our friends over at Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater. The final night of auditions for Clue are going on.
Ooh, that's right. They just finished wrapped up Matilda. I was so sad I didn't make it over there, but... I heard that they did. It was awesome. It was a wonderful show.
Yeah, it's such a great show. A shout out to the cast and the crew and everybody, and a great run on that one. being honest with everybody, I mean, this is one of those... I've got two parts coming up this year that are dream roles of mine, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to audition for either of them. I was working last night, so I wasn't able to be at auditions last night, and we've got the election and more things than not going on tonight. So I don't know if I'll be there, but I hope to be, and I more importantly, want all of you there. Go ahead and check out this show. The auditions for Clue are tonight. You know this movie. You know this play.
Oh, it's such a fun show.
Oh, my God. It's amazing. Imagine being a part of it. You can be everybody. Head on over there. Check this out. Help community theater stay alive. Keep the heartbeat of it going. And enjoy yourself. Have some fun. Especially, you know, if you've never done anything like this before, I cannot encourage you enough. This would be a great first show, a great group of people to work with. And again, you're putting into your community. Like, we don't talk about this nearly enough, but the economical impact of local community theaters and how much different it is to an area that has one and that doesn't. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to look too far back in our history to see what that's like when we look at the pandemic. And you look at what it was like when we didn't have people coming to our towns to see these plays, or you know, stopping at our restaurants, stopping at our bars, all of the above. These theaters, they are an economic boom. They help our economy. They help our communities. Mm-hmm. You can be a part of that. You can go ahead and be a part of things backstage or on stage. Encourage you to do it, everybody.
Mm-hmm. So their auditions are at the Shack, which is on Minnesota Avenue there in Stevens Point.
2952 Minnesota Ave. You can't miss it. Head on over there from 7 to 9 tonight and enjoy yourself. Have fun. And find out more at CWAC.org, CWAC.org. I encourage you to do that, everybody. Looking at what's new on your small screen tonight. Well, election coverage. you got Live with Brian Williams at 5 on Amazon. He's got work again. Wow. Election Night Decision 2024, 5 o'clock on NBC, or 6 o'clock Eastern Time. Or 6 o'clock our time, I should say. That's NBC is 5 o'clock. ABC is starting at 6. And CBS will start at 6 as well. Fox is starting at 6 also. And Decision Desk on 2024 at 7 o'clock on CW. And The Daily Show presents a live elections night special with Jon Stewart in Decision 2024. Nothing we can do about it now. God, I love Jon. God, I love him. That starts tonight at 10 o'clock on MTV, Paramount, TV Land, all the above. You can see it. And of course, we are going to be covering it right here at Civic Media at WFHR.
That's right. You can tune in at 6 o'clock tonight to start hearing our election coverage. And I believe it's Jane and Pete Schwabe will start the election coverage here on our stations. And that'll be from 6 to 8. We will have be checking in with our news reporters all across the state on what's going on at the polls. I know Catherine Lake will be out there getting... I don't remember what they called them, man on the street or something like that. Interviews, just regular everyday interviews with people that on, you know, their feelings on today and what's going on. So it's going to be great. And then from 8 to whenever, Todd Alba and Pat Kreitlow will be the main anchors there covering as results start to pour in. And again, it's just going to be we have to be patient. It'll take as long as it takes for the results to come in. So it's going to be a late night for the news team.
Yeah, and look, we know this. We know how these things work. You know, this is democracy. It takes time. Anything worth having takes time. So we're going to be here for you. We'll keep you up to date on this as we do get results. We'll keep it going, and we'll keep each other company throughout this. As we're all looking for results, we're all looking for information here. So we'll get through this together and everything. I don't feel like we've been able to touch on this nearly enough. And forgive me for a second, Melissa, but I do have to mention that the NFL trade deadline is also today. And I mean, that is a pretty darn big story, too. So,
you know, Governor Walz talked about that yesterday when he was in Stevens Point.
Oh, did he?
Yes, he did.
I got to admit to everybody, I'll be completely honest with everybody. I got one eye on the election and one eye on the NFL. I'm just being honest, just being real. But luckily, the trade deadline for the NFL actually is going to be set, and once that happens, there's no more trades. With the election coverage, which is obviously much more important, this is going to be an ever-flowing thing, and that is our democracy at work. The real results take time. Real information takes time. That's how it should be. There's a recent trend of stuff, Melissa, because democracies are huge right now in entertainment, huge in the movie industry, whether it's streaming or you know, in the theater movies or what have you. But one of the things that's bothered me is we're seeing democracies documentaries coming out of things that happened like 3 months ago. And that's not, like, you can do a decent documentary like that, but that's not how real things work, real reporting works. The best documentaries you've seen take years. Mm-hmm. They take, like, true reporting, digging, going to sources, backing up those sources, looking, working into this story and going down this rabbit hole that helps you find out this. And, like, that's real reporting. They interviewed Bob Woodward the other day, and, famous, obviously, based journalist, one of the best journalists America has ever produced, and talking about these things. And these things take time. You know, I know that we live in a society where we're getting everything, you know, this second,
instantaneously. Yeah, we expect it right away. Instant gratification.
Man, most life is like Culver's. It takes a little time. Yeah, you're waiting a little bit longer than maybe you would.
We're making it fresh.
But to make it fresh, and it tastes better that way. That's this. That's life. And that's, oh, look at our first commercial in our breakout. Look at that. I swear to everybody out there, on everything I am, I did not see
that
Culver's.
Our next commercial, Culver's?
It's a Culver's commercial, and I swear to, on everything I am, I did not see that coming. We're going to commercial break. We'll be back with more fun on The Morning Show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Get the 70s, 80s vibe going today. I like it. It's got a good vibe going. Hope you're all having a good one out there. Happy Election Day, everybody. Help democracy ring. Get on out there and vote. Mm-hmm. You can go to civicmedia.us. We got a link right there to take you to myvote.wi.gov. Make sure that you got all your T's crossed, your I's dotted, all the above. Make sure
if
that
you haven't registered yet, you can still register same day at the polls. So head to that civicmedia.us/vote. That will lead you to where you need to know all of your election information, what you need to bring to the ballot with you to register today.
One of the greatest things you can do as an American is getting out there and voting. And how cool is it that I think we've normalized that too much? That, you know, hey, oh my God, I forgot. It's election day and I am not registered or anything. Well, guess what? You can still register. You can still do it. Like so many things in life. I'm sorry you've missed the deadline. I'm sorry.
And that's not true in other states. So I do appreciate that about Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty cool. And we do understand it's election day, and there is certainly going to be some tension and anxiety out there.
Of course.
Even if it's not so much other people creating it, maybe it's just in your own head and your own feelings. That's understandable, too. So one of the things we have certainly tried to do over here, specifically when Carl and I started, the inmates started running the asylum, and we started doing things more around here. We wanted to be a positive outlet for people. We wanted to certainly be a trusted news source, a place you could go for, you know, down the line, bipartisan information and all the above. We're not in anybody's pocket, all those things.
Right.
But we also wanted to be really a positive resource for you. And no matter what, try to wrap up every segment with a laugh and try to wrap up every show with humor and good vibes and good energy. And so with that in mind, I have here some feel-good movies for today. Some feel-good movies, something to kind of look at, look forward to. You get to towards the end of the day. And maybe you're at a point at, you know, later tonight or something like that where you've had enough coverage.
Yeah, you just need to check out.
Yeah, yeah. Look, the results ain't going to be here tonight probably anyway. Might as well. Right? Now, it's certainly, I'm going to be glued to the results and all of this stuff. I'll not get this twisted or anything. I'm not at all telling you. I'm not trying to put on airs here or anything like
you'll
that.
You'll have 97.5 FM on the radio, and you'll be scrolling through your phone, looking at all these other things, too. I know you, James.
Yes,
and you know our election coverage on our stations is going to be fantastic, because we have awesome and intelligent, educated people talking about what's going on in our state specifically. You're not going to have that kind of coverage anywhere else.
Nowhere else. Nobody is covering the especially this area like we are.
No, our state, yeah.
Very confident in that. You got one place to go, and it's that Civic Media app you have on your phone or
That's
the
right.
Civic Media radio station on your radio dial.
Because you're going to get to hear drop-ins from watch parties all across the state.
But I want to, when you're looking for something in the background to have on or something like that, or just needing
something
a break.
Something to turn away from.
Yeah, yeah. That's where those movies will come in. That's where those TV shows will come in. We will get into that when we come back from break. And I'm giving you guys a little bit of a heads up because I want your audience participation. What are your go-to feel-good movies to just kind of unwind, check out a little bit, you know.
Give us some recommendations.
Zone out a little and everything. We'll get into that in a little bit. For right now, I've got these four cleaning projects.
So first we're going to work. Okay.
And I'm serious about this. Like, if you need busy work, If you need something else, maybe a movie or TV show, sitting there and lazily being Peggy Bundy watching the TV isn't going to do it for you or something.
Sometimes I don't have the mental capacity for that. I need to be active.
I need to be I'm the same way. Sometimes I can't turn my brain off, but I need to keep it active. So cleaning is a perfect source right there. Not only does it need to get done, but I feel so much better when I'm in a clean home or I'm in a... What's clean for me? What's, you know, not...
You have those good endorphins coming back because you see what you accomplished.
Yeah. So had this one sitting here, and actually since last month, and I've been waiting for this day to be pull this one out.
This is the perfect day.
So four areas around your house that you can make a big impact on by just doing a quick clean. Under the kitchen sink. The things you use on a regular basis, like dishwasher tabs and sponges, should be front and center. Throw away anything you won't use anymore, like old expired cleaning products or that half a sponge that you're, you know, it's not a completely dead yet.
I could use it. It might come in handy.
It might come in handy.
What if the other one disappears?
I got one I'm thinking of right now. I got one. It's a metal one.
What if the kids need it for an art project?
Right? Yeah. That, you know what? That's a germ pile. That's all that's doing is just sitting there collecting. More and more germs. That thing will gain consciousness one day and try to take over your kitchen.
Up and walk away.
Yes, yeah. Get rid of it before it tries to get rid of you.
Revenge of the sponge.
That poor sponge. It tried to take over the kitchen. It didn't do it. It got no arms. A utensil or utility drawer. If you're always searching for things in cluttered drawers, take a few minutes to organize it.
Or find a new place to put the potato masher because it always stops you from opening the drawer.
Yeah, yep. It's those awkward shaped things. Yes,
it is. Or they stick up too high, or they get on top of one other thing, and then suddenly your drawer is now a puzzle.
Yes, yeah. And you don't need that. You don't need to solve something. I don't need to solve a puzzle just to get my utensils, just to get my pizza cutter.
Right.
On the other side of this too, though, I will say, as somebody who is like a borderline neat freak, I have things so much in order in my life. I do think it's not so bad to have I have a chaos drawer. My main drawer, my dresser, my top drawer. Mm-hmm. It's a mess.
Everybody's got to have a junk drawer.
I do. I think everybody needs a junk drawer. I think there's also that too. There's almost something fun about if you're not in a hurry, in dire straits or anything, of searching through there.
Right.
A little bit of both. Garbage. I'm sorry. Garage tools. Clean. I was about to say garbage tools. I don't know what that is.
Hey, you know what? You didn't have to disparage my tools, James. Okay,
right?
It's an eclectic collection I have accumulated over the years, and scraps here and there. And so, you know what? It works.
It's an uncalled for shot. I shouldn't have done that.
It's
not fair.
I'm a little offended.
So we'll go ahead and talk about garage tools instead.
Good plan.
Cleaning an entire garage can be overwhelming, but tackling one area at a time makes it not so bad. So like your gardening tools, or maybe your mechanic tools, getting those straightened out, maybe cleaning them, not a bad idea. It's busy work, but it's also something that you're going to feel good from getting done.
Absolutely.
And your nightstand is where we wrap up. It is one of the first things you see when you wake up and one of the last things you see before falling asleep, but it's also one of the last things we decide to clean or really pick up about.
Or dust.
Yes. So having a little organization for that can actually be a wonderful way of starting and ending your day. You think about it, it's one of the first and last things you see. So many, many of us have a picture or something like that by our nightstand because that's one of the first things we want to, it makes us feel good when we see it before we go to bed or wake up, in the morning.
Yeah, those special people in your life.
So treat the rest of that area the same way, have that there. Clean that area a little bit. I like all of these. All of them are kind of gray areas that we don't, I got to clean the living room. Oh, I got to clean the kitchen. But we don't get too specific with some of this stuff.
Well, and those things aren't huge jobs either. Mm. That might take you a half an hour to do one of those jobs.
Yeah. As we go to break, I do want to remind everybody that we have your one-stop shop for Central Wisconsin news, the WFHR newsletter.
Mm-hmm. We do. And we are, is this now? This will be week three four.
Yeah, this is three.
This is week four.
Is it work? Is it four?
I don't know, James. The time, as you say, is a flat circle. Really? I don't even know what day it is. I'm running on caffeine and watermelon right now. So, why is that funny? Why is that funny?
It's not funny, but I just immediately...
You just laugh.
I just pictured you with a big old watermelon slice and a bunch of coffee.
No, it's just a half a watermelon, and I have my spoon, and I'm scooping it out, man.
So
don't disparage my watermelon eating.
Right, right. Okay, quick timeout. Today is National Redhead Day, and it's also Appreciate the Redheads in Your Life Day. I want to take a moment. I was going to wait to the end of the show. This is too good of a moment. Take a moment to appreciate our favorite redhead here at the radio station, and Melissa K. We got others out there. Shout out to Beth and others.
But yes, we do.
We shout you out, Melissa. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
And in part, so much of the work that Melissa does is a lot of it is stuff that you guys don't necessarily see, but you hear and you feel. And a lot of that comes through in the newsletter. Really appreciate the, if you will, executive producing you have done on that.
And I really appreciate all of the collaborative effort we have at our station of putting into the newsletter. We've got Michael Comer out there doing our local sports reporting, which is just fantastic.
Yeah.
Laura Berg is writing articles in the background, too, for the Midday Magazine interview. She puts together the Here's What's Happening segment. Mm-hmm. Beth Habhager does the Kitchens Open snippet, you know, a little preview of
another
what's coming
redhead
up on Monday. Another redhead. Thank you, Beth. and she's actually a natural redhead, so she should get the accolades, not me. I augment my red hair.
I was not going there.
I'm not going to hide it. But when I tell people that, they're surprised because I've been a redhead since about the age of 14, 15, so nobody knows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. That's the way to do it, it seems like. That's what it feels
but
like.
But if you want to get in on the newsletter, and honestly, James, I don't know if you've noticed, but subscribers. There you go. Have been pouring in.
Yeah.
I've been seeing them come through. So head over to WFHR.com. It's right there on our homepage. Scroll down. It's on the right-hand side, I believe. And you can just sign up for our newsletter. If there are things you'd like to see added or things you would like to hear reporting on, you can even give us suggestions. And we're happy and delighted to give you what you want from our community here. It's an exciting time.
We've told you for 84 years, this is your radio station. This newsletter is just an extension of that. That's your newsletter. So what you want in there, we want to hear from you, everybody. Yep. Let us know the kind of information you'd like in there.
And it'll land in your inbox, and it's free. There's no charge. And right now, there's zero advertising even.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's free of ads, and it's free. Right in your news, your inbox, email inbox, every Thursday, a little afternoon.
Whether it is our third or our fourth edition, it has already evolved in the short time it's been around. Now that you mentioned Michael and bringing him in, we're able to cover high school sports better than anybody in this area. We, of course, have our local stories that you mentioned from our local reporting being done.
Yes, and Chuck
everything.
Gennaro's writing articles as well for the paper for the newsletter, and I know our listeners know Chuck well.
So we really appreciate your feedback on that because and certainly the reporting being done by our team here and everything. Mm-hmm. Sign up for that at WFHR.com, everybody, and be on the lookout for our next edition this week.
It will be number four.
It will be number four.
Since you mentioned Michael, it'll be number four. Now, I've got it straight in my head.
Edition four.
Edition four. And this one will contain the history of WFHR. Thank you, Terry Barr.
That's pretty cool. This is a great article, everybody. Be sure to check that out. We'll be back with more right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there. Thanks so much for joining us. Mm-hmm. We got good things coming up. Got a bunch of good stories of the day I want to get to. We'll be going into that. We'll get into our schedule a little bit later. Plenty more. Keep in mind, everybody, we're only human. Treat each other well.
This is like a cuddly blanket of a song.
It kind of is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Come on, baby, dry. You could not have it hit in the 80s if it wasn't moody. It had to be moody in some way or another. It just had to be.
No, it's got to have the emotion.
Every single song had that. Had some.
You know what? I'm okay with it.
I am too. At least it had feeling. It wasn't just a bunch of stuff that was manufactured or anything like that.
It was auto-tuned.
Yes. And maybe it's music that is your feel-good moment, is your palate cleanser, if you will. Keep that in mind as well. Whether we're talking about music, TV shows, or movie, our segment right now is all focused on positives and things that you can, you know, have on in the background while you're listening to the coverage of here at Civic Media or your local TV stations or something like that. Whatever you're doing tonight to follow the election coverage, whether it's today, tomorrow, maybe even this weekend, looking for a palate cleanser, let's go ahead and find what is that palate cleanser for you. What is your feel-good movies out there? What are your feel-good TV shows? I have rambled a billion times that, you know, for myself, I will go watch one of my favorite Simpsons episodes or maybe catch up on one. I missed the Treehouse of Horrors episode. I got
to
see.
You know what
that.
I would watch right now if I could, if I had nothing else to do today? Jurassic Park.
Oh, good one.
I don't know why, but that one just popped in my head.
Sure. Yeah, that's a fun one. That's a good one. It's a classic. It holds up. That's a good one. Action movies. It's interesting you mentioned that, too, because a lot of my like palate cleansers are actually action movies. Because I don't go into them with anything too serious. You know, there's a bad guy. There's a good guy. Go get them. You know, it's just
everything starts off hunky-dory. Everything is great. Everything goes wrong.
Yeah.
And then it's all resolved at the end. It's a great time.
You know, another good one for me, for me personally, I love a good heist movie. I don't know. You got every
Ocean's 11.
Yeah, every heist movie's the same. You got your anti hero in the beginning and stuff, and they got to build a team, and so you're going around. You got the montage of them building the team up and everything. Like this is great. This is good. It's just rinse and repeat. What we're referring to are not movies that you've never seen before, and so you're going to be locked into or something. We're talking about movies you've seen 100 times, and
these are like nostalgia, feel good, have in the background, comfortable. You don't have to pay super close attention. You can do all of these other things that you want, but it's just a nice, nice backdrop.
I've got a list here that was put together by Ranker.com, but I'm more interested in your list out there. Go ahead and, as we're talking throughout the end of the show here, let us know. What are some of your favorites and some of your go-tos and everything?
Are you going to be playing reruns of Friends or Seinfeld?
Yeah, there you go.
Which camp do you fall in?
Yeah. There we go. The real debate begins. It's a Wonderful Life from 1946 shows up on this list.
Oh, there you go. Actually, they're doing the auditions for the radio show at CWAC next week for that.
I'm really excited about that for them. I hope that goes really well.
It's a great feel-good movie.
It certainly was a feel-good play. We definitely enjoyed the play and enjoying doing that, and the movie itself still holds up. And as we're getting ready for Christmas, it's maybe not a bad movie to kind of get that going. The Kung Fu Panda franchise comes in.
Oh,
man.
Jack Black for the win. You know what? Any Jack Black movie.
Any Jack
School
Black.
Of Rock.
I was just going to say
Jumanji.
School of Rock. Yeah. Those are all good ones. All good ones. You can't go wrong.
The remake, obviously. He wasn't in the first one.
Yeah, but the
first one is a great, watch that first.
Yeah.
With Robin Williams.
God, yeah. That's so good. Helen Hunt. You got David. Mm. Oh, so many good roles in that.
Such
one.
A good movie. Great movie.
Goonies comes in on this list.
Really? Nice.
Yeah, that's a good
Total
one.
Total nostalgia.
Speaking of our friends at CWAC, Matilda from 1996 shows up on here.
That is also a great movie. I really like that. Danny DeVito's in that.
Yeah. My sister loves that movie. It's one of those movies she made. Like, my kids are going to watch this. The Princess Diaries, The Incredibles also show up.
I thought you were going to say The Princess Bride.
That is higher on the list. That is
okay,
on the
okay,
list,
okay,
but
okay.
It's higher up on the list.
But Princess Diaries, also a good feel-good watch. Anne Hathaway is awesome.
I do love Anne Hathaway. Big fan. Mm-hmm. Big fan of hers. Hello! Mrs. Doubtfire shows up at number 14 and number 19 from 1993.
Oh, nice. Robin Williams.
Yeah, you can't go wrong.
Oh, and sorry, Princess Diaries, Julie Andrews.
Yeah.
Can't not mention her.
Gotta mention her. Cool Runnings. Jumanji. Jumanji shows up on this list.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, but Cool Runnings was such a great movie, too. I love that movie.
That's a feel-good movie. That is a good one. And John Candy. Anything with John Candy, I'll see that.
Mm-hmm.
How to Train Your Dragon, the complete franchise. Any of the movies from the franchise?
I still have not seen that franchise.
I've seen bits and pieces because of my nephews and more so because of my father, who just loves those movies.
Good. Go, Dad.
Those movies and another big fan. He's a big fan of the Hotel Transylvania ones. Those are not on this list, but those are pretty funny. Those are pretty good.
And it's the, we're a little past Halloween, but you could still watch Hotel Transylvania.
I don't say blah. Ferris Bueller's Day Off. from 1986.
There you go.
Oh,
there
you go. That's a classic.
Let's all skip school today.
Yep. Yeah, there you go. Mulan shows up on the list.
Like Mulan?
Yeah, yeah.
Like the Disney cartoon?
Yes, yes.
Yes.
I'm not familiar with it. I never did see that one, but I know my kids loved it. I remember bits and pieces.
Such a good movie. And Eddie Murphy voices the little dragon in that.
That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm. So he's done that twice with the donkey and with that role. I didn't realize that.
Huh. Yeah, yeah.
Forrest Gump comes in at number 5. Yeah, I could see that.
Life is like a box of chocolates.
Number 4, Toy Story, the franchise of Toy Story.
Also great, great, great movies with so many good voice actors in it.
Yeah, that's a good one. Ratatouille comes up on the list at number 3.
That one. I've only seen it once. I would totally watch that again.
Yeah, same here. I've only seen it once or twice, but I really did enjoy it. Patton Oswalt is such a good voice actor. He's fantastic.
And the story itself is cute.
Number 2, Shrek, the franchise Shrek franchise.
You know, I never really got into that because I don't like how much adult humor they included in those movies, because I'm sorry, that does not fly over the head of the kiddos.
Yeah.
They're not as dumb as you think they are.
As one of those little kids back in the day, I used to live for the moments when shows would do that. So yeah, Wilson's 100% right. Kids see through that stuff, definitely. Yeah. And honestly, I thought they were a little overrated. They're not bad. I don't think they're bad, but I didn't ever see...
No, but I wouldn't have ranked them as high on this list as they are.
There's a lot of good ones. I will say, if you're going to watch one, I think the first one was the best one. I think that was
a great one. Typically the way it goes, yeah, too. Like, yeah. Oh, this one was such a hit, let's make 6 more. Yeah, but you probably shouldn't have.
And at number 1 on the list, Finding Nemo.
I thought you said Princess Bride was on this list.
I didn't mention it because I thought I didn't mention it.
Okay, sorry.
But yes,
sorry.
The Princess Bride is also another great one, a classic, and really a go-to movie for a lot of us.
My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father.
My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die. You got to get more and more passionate as you go on. My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. It's such a good part. Oh, it's so good. Finding Nemo is a good one as well. Not only a good one, but I think as well as the theme of Finding Nemo, just keep swimming, just keep swimming. It's something to keep in mind today.
Escape. Yes. Spelled just like escape.
The turtles, too. The turtles. They're great. But I think that's a good mindset for today as well. You know, no matter what's going on today,
just
keep swimming. And I'm not talking about the election as much as the rain. Through both, everybody.
Yeah, just for the weather, bring an umbrella.
Mm-hmm. Keep that in mind, yes. And look out for each other today.
Mm-hmm.
We will go to our final time out of the show. We'll come back, wrap things up with some good stories, our schedule, and plenty more for you. It's Melissa and James taking you through your morning here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Take you right to the top of the hour.
L.A. proved too much for the man.
We'll get into our schedule in a little bit here. Got some good stories of the day, though, I want to dive into. And kick off and just make sure that we leave you in some positive spirits and some positive vibes. Lyft is offering discounts to help get people to the polls today.
Mm-hmm.
You can
awesome.
Use the code VOTE24 to get up to $10 off Election Day ride shares, bikes, and scooters. It's called the Lift Up Voting Access Program. They've been doing it since 2014. Good on them for that. They posted a video of an 89-year-old Lyft driver who's black talking about why he always takes time to go out and vote on Election Day.
Wow, 89 and he's a Lyft driver?
Yeah, yeah.
You go, man.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's a very... very impressive. Mm-hmm. And something to keep in mind, too, a shout out to the business Lyft. We'd like to see more of our rideshare programs doing more mm-hmm. things like this.
Over in Stevens Point, Central Transportation is offering free rides to the polls today on their regular routes and regular schedules. So if you need a ride in Stevens Point, reach out to Central Transportation.
Yeah, yeah. A guy in Canada just got his class ring back after 47 years after losing it in Barbados.
Whoa. Oh, wow.
A guy diving with a metal detector found it, got in touch with his school, and they tracked him down. He got it in the mail the day before his 83rd birthday.
Oh, cool. That's awesome.
A guy who calls himself the Barefoot Dutchman Arrived in New York this weekend after walking across the country barefoot.
Ooh.
He left Santa Monica in February and trekked 3,100 miles. He finished in Times Square on Saturday.
Wow.
It broke his own world record of longest barefoot hike. He did it to raise money for a men's mental health charity he runs called Brave Men Talk.
Nice.
That's pretty cool.
And he's got, you know, you talk about shoe leather, hard as shoe leather, that's what his feet are like.
Right, yeah, yeah.
A one-year-old dog in Canada named Phoenix has been nursing a stray kitten that showed up in her owner's yard last month. She's never been pregnant, but started producing milk. Her owner's wild. Her owner says it's an example of how, quote, nature is so amazing. The story went viral on Halloween because the kitten's name is Snickers.
Aww. That's cute.
I mentioned for me, my palate cleansers are often these different species, you know, working together or something. You see a duck and a dog or something like that. So I came across this one when it was happening. It is such a moving video. It is so cool. But one of the things that they say in the comments, a veterinarian talks about, this stuff does actually happen a lot in nature. This dog just picked up on that its, you know, its body internally said, hey, we need to produce milk. This thing needs milk. It wasn't thinking about whether it was its own child or not. It was just thinking about, well, this thing needs to survive. I'm going to help it survive.
I'm going to care for it.
Something we can learn from our animal friends, I believe.
Absolutely.
And speaking of dogs, a retired construction worker in Florida named Eddie Alvarez is in the news because he spends his days keeping stray dogs alive. He has been doing it for years, and he brings them food 7 days a week. He's currently feeding around 25 dogs a day. He also gives them shots and flea meds and tries to get them adopted out. He's got pretty emotional and teared up when a reporter asked why he does it. He said, pets are just humanity's greatest gift.
That's sweet.
That is pretty cool. And I got more. I got more, everybody. And you notice I've done like six good stories right now. And I've given you a preview of these. I encourage you to dive into these stories. I encourage you to look for these stories. But more important,
because they are more than headlines. They're deeper stories there too.
So much more details to these things. And we could take the whole show to do and wouldn't be able to get into. But you could find that out for yourselves. These could be the palate cleansers you're looking for today. And keep this in your heart today, everybody. I've touched on six stories that most of you out there haven't even heard of. There are so many more good stories out there than bad. There is so much good stuff out there. Search it out. Demand it out of your news sources. Demand better stories. Demand good stories. Demand not just negativity, not just fear-mongering. They're doing it for you. Advertisers will listen to you. Demand these kind of things.
Yep.
A police officer in Southern California is being hailed a hero after saving a kid from an oncoming train last month. The mom's SUV got stuck on the tracks, and she was trying to get her two kids out before the train hit. Deputy Michael Castaneda happened to end up behind her car while driving home from work. He ran in and scooped up one of the kids just 4 seconds before the train hit.
Oh, my goodness.
The mom got her other kid out with less than 2 seconds to spare, and the SUV got nailed, but everyone is okay.
Oh, man.
That
would be traumatizing.
It's incredible, an incredible moment and incredible work done by both of those individuals. And a guy in Missouri got a call from his wife telling him he forgot his lunch at home. So he popped into a store to grab something to eat, bought her lottery ticket, and you know how this story ends. He won the lottery.
So we should all forget our lunch today? Is that what you're saying?
No, we should all listen to our significant others. We should. But yeah, happy accidents, right? Happy accidents.
There you go.
That's pretty good. A six-year-old girl in England named Ada Hawkins had a happy Halloween thanks to a bunch of neighbors who learned sign language for her. Over half of the people in her neighborhood took time to out to learn some simple phrases like trick or treat or you look spooky or that kind of thing, just so she would feel a little bit more like she was a part of the festivities.
Oh, that is so sweet. Wow.
Hey, there are good stories out there, everybody. You just got to look for them. Just got to, you know, and appreciate you sharing your good stories and being the good story out there. Be the good story this election day, everybody.
Absolutely.
Got a great Midday Magazine lined up for you from 4 to 5 today in part 1. We're going to talk history. We're talking to Terry Steak. One of the Mount Rushmore of WFHR, Terry Steak, longtime sports director, broadcaster, show co-host, marketer, one of the best beards in WFHR history. We're going to talk with Terry a little bit later today. Be sure to join us for that interview as we celebrate WFHR's 84th anniversary.
Mm-hmm. Happy anniversary, WFHR.
At 4:30 today, we're talking with our friends from the Southfield County YMCA. Tracy is going to be in with us. Looking forward to that. We're able to, thanks to our friends at Tri-City Services. A big thank you to them for sponsoring the segment. And, of course, no sports today on the radio dial, just election coverage right here. Our own Melissa Kay and Brittany are going to be teaming up, and plenty of our other great staff team here at Civic Media are going to be doing some big reporting today.
Absolutely. You can join us at 6 o'clock for pre-election coverage with Jane Matinair and Pete Schwabba. And with the two of them, you know, some of it's going to be a little humorous because they're both funny people.
Yeah.
And we'll have call-ins during that 6 to 7 hours. Savannah Tomei Olson in the Madison area will be calling in from Tammy Baldwin's watch party. We've got other across the network. Brittany and I will be heading to Green Bay and Appleton. She'll be calling in during, I believe, the 7 o'clock hour. And then we will go ahead to election like results coverage starting at 8 o'clock with Todd Alba and Pat Kreitlow, who will be checking in with reporters across the state as results start to pour in. So stay tuned. You're going to hear coverage directly, you know, tuned here in Wisconsin.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody's covering this area like we do. Got your back, everybody. Mm-hmm. Keep it right here. And keep in mind that there is a blood drive happening today, 12:30 to 5:30 over at Grace Lutheran Church at 1531 Whitrock Avenue. Appreciate everybody able to donate today. Maybe get your vote in, go donate some blood, and then go sit back and watch your favorite TV shows or movies.
Because you've done everything you could possibly do for your civic duties today, then.
You did your job. We salute you. We appreciate you. And we thank you. And thank you, everybody, for making this process good here, I think, in our area. Good work to everybody. Keep up the good work and be good
share
to each
pictures.
Other out there. Yes.
Share your I voted pictures, please.
Please do so. Share it on our WFHR and WIRI Facebook pages. And Melissa, good luck with everything. Safe travels, and we appreciate you.
Thanks, James.
We'll talk to you sooner than later, everybody. Be good to each other out there. Right. We'll talk to you later here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.